Hello, welcome back. So, what did everyone think of the Meta Puzzle homework? Who's gonna do it? I'm gonna call out two members of our community, Jeremy Sinclair and Louise Fries, who've both been texting me and tweeting at me and saying, this Meta Puzzle thing is so cool, what do we do with it? We're like, do the homework. I'm gonna check on you. So, we're not even halfway through our day, and we've already seen and heard so many things. Rather than me wildly speculating, I'd like to welcome industry analysts that you all know and love for years and years, Mary Jo Foley and Paul Theroux. Welcome to Build Digital, everyone. You hear, oh, look, I get the cool ESPN sports thing too.
Ooh, we're on the wall.
Yeah, you're on the wall. All righty, so how are you two doing?
Oof. Good. There's a lot to digest today from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, there's a lot to digest. And, you know, without having all of us around to say, what does that mean? How do I use it? How does this relate to our company, et cetera? It's definitely, you know, more complicated. So
it is. Yeah.
I gotta say, you know, the fact that you're even putting on an event of this scope now is kind of amazing, you know, and obviously there are going to be hiccups and funny moments and all that kind of stuff, but
they make it real. Almost,
And I, you know, Bill, we were talking before the show started and, you know, Build is my favorite event of the year. I mark my year like you do by some of the major Microsoft events, including Ignite and the kind of family reunion aspect of that.
Yes.
And, you know, we miss that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the developer focus of this particular show.
Yes.
I like that I was able to wear my, you know, the shirt I would wear if I was actually traveling the first time in 2 months.
Yeah. You're all dressed up.
Yeah, I dressed up for this. I'm still wearing shorts. So you can't see that.
I think that's fair. So the Build Planning Committee will be extremely happy to hear this because it's a labor of love to put on something like this because no one really knows how to put on a global online conference for many thousands of people. Right? Many thousands. So some of the pros have been that we've been able to reach people we've never been able to reach before. So just while we were on the break, I was looking at all the people chiming in from Chile and Uruguay and all of these places in South America. And they were saying that we've never been able to make it to Seattle. And it is so cool to be there and see the same thing as the rest of the world. So welcome, Latin American friends. You're going to hear a lot from us this year. So be ready for me and my horrible Spanish.
And, so, you know, I mean, there may be positive ramifications from this in the future. You know, when we do finally start to go back to actual places and congregate together, cross your fingers.
Yes.
Maybe there'll be a virtual component.
That's right.
It's influenced by this event.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell me, what were some announcements that you thought were very interesting? Mary Jo, you always have like an insight I would never think of. So please.
Well, I think Paul and I are both going to agree. Project Reunion is kind of our big thing, right? Because we care a lot about the Windows community.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, last year, Kevin Gallo talked to me about some of the things Microsoft was thinking about in terms of bringing together UWP and Win32 and having everything just be Windows apps and not have this big divide.
That's right.
And it's nice to see it's actually happening.
And yes.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And it's on GitHub and people can look at it and contribute to it. Yes. And I'm like, here's WinUI 3. Here's WebView 2. All the things we've been hearing bits and pieces pulled together.
And they're out.
Into one strategy.
I think that contribution part is maybe the most important part because when you think about UWP and the advances that are there that would benefit Win32 developers and I guess React and native developers as well, you know, the UI UX stack is job one for sure, no doubt about it. But where do you go next? And so the next few months will be kind of interesting as the feedback comes in to kind of see where that direction takes you folks.
What I really like about all of the announcements around Project Reunion is it's taking all of the learnings, right, from decades, actual decades, and bringing them together to work on all different screened devices, whether that's, you know, this screen or that screen or two screens or how many screens. And they apply to all kinds of apps, whether you're making games or productivity apps or all kinds of things. Yeah. And it's not this whole new learning. It's taking everything you already know and bringing it forward and bringing it together. And putting it out in the open so we all learn from each other.
Yeah, there's also the aspect of just there's a huge base of apps out in the world. And now they can be modernized in a way that doesn't require their authors to rewrite them from scratch.
Exactly.
And I think that's, you know, that's exciting. Just that alone. I mean, I've written my own little toy apps and so forth. Oh. And, you know, one of the things I want to play with is taking I have a WinForms version of an app or a WPF version of the app. And trying to put that Win UI interface on top of those apps and seeing how that works. It's very interesting.
Hey, okay. So I also thought Paul is dev. I like it.
Can I throw another one
out? Please.
Fluid Framework.
Yes.
It was cool to see that, you know, last year we heard about that at Build and it just felt kind of intangible, right? We're like, it's co-authoring, it's document embedding, it's this, it's that. And now to actually see it starting to show up in a way that users can try it out in Outlook and it's exciting to actually see it becoming something that's more tangible and that people can get a grasp of, like how you would take tables and documents and kind of embed these components in them and have them always be up to date at all times.
Right. No matter what you're using, no matter what platform you're on or what browser you're on or whatever it is, you just see it in browser collaboration all the time without the weird sign in things, et cetera.
Right.
So, but that that made me really happy. It was cool to see it real life demo. I don't know if you've signed up for the preview yet. You should, because it is something that we're actively looking for feedback on, right? All of your scenarios, all of your use cases, things that are working, things that are not, et cetera.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not trying to put an end to this call, but as soon as this is over, I have a to-do list of items and some of them include the Visual Studio preview so I can check out when UI 3.0 Fluid Framework, like you said, but also the new Microsoft Edge stuff. You know, there's some PWA capabilities coming down the road that require, you know, a Windows Insider version of Windows 10.
Yep.
And the Edge, I think it's Edge Canary. And, you know, I'm looking forward to testing some of that stuff as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. And WebView 2 is going to be super important. I'll be talking to Lemin Zhu from the team later. Everyone should stay tuned for that. He's going to give us a demo and a deep dive into how you can adopt WebView 2. So if you've ever used a browser control or want to know what a browser control is or want to swap out components within an app, that's exactly what you want to be involved with. So stay tuned, WebView 2. Speaking of development... So Paul's got a list of homework. I believe Mary Jo also has some homework that she hasn't done yet.
Yes. How was your homework?
Homework I didn't do because, you know, I want to be a citizen developer, but I don't want to do the work.
Ah, she wants the title without the work.
I want the benefit of the taxes.
See, here's the thing. Mary Jo is going to be like the best citizen developer who's ever lived. She's going to be the poster child of citizen developers. She's going to be in like James's keynote, Charles' keynote, everyone's keynote forever. Because you have so many weird use cases for your job that you don't need to go hire some Visual Studio dev to go do that work for you. Right now, it's just manual annoying, right? Scheduling things, answering a zillion questions.
I've said this to Mary Jo. Right? Dev, I've said it about Xbox. We will get you.
Oh, yeah.
and I think, you know, and of course, Donna is involved in the low-code, no-code movement with Power apps and so forth. I mean, I think this is where the citizen developer kind of hits first. It's that type of stuff. And Mary, you know, Mary Jo is a cook.
Yes.
She's been a brewmaster. Yeah. You know, these are basically programming.
Oh, it's all programming. And Mary Jo,
I could definitely use Power Automate for brewing, couldn't
you?
You
could definitely use Power Automate for brewing. We have quite a few brewers and beer experts in the Power Automate community. By the way, so the reason I refer to this homework from Mary Jo's is I did a podcast with her maybe a week and a half ago or something recently. And I talked to her about Power Virtual Agents, which are the low-code chatbots. It is so simple. You take an existing FAQ, three clicks later, you've got a chatbot that answers those questions. So, yay, Mary Jo, I think, can do the three-click process to make an FAQ into the chatbot. How many of you think that? Tweet at me. Tweet at me if you agree. Tag Mary Jo, right? We're going to do this. Before Ignite, Mary Jo's going to have a chatbot that she shows. Who's with me?
And will it be a Mary Jo chatbot that actually?
I think it should sound like. I think it should be a Mary Jo chatbot. I think it should sound like her, and she should say, "Well, that's never going to happen," you know, and ring the gong. There should be a gong.
Oh yeah, yes. There should be a gong element to it.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
So I actually think this can be a great chatbot. So it should happen. We're going to make it happen, y'all. Like this is homework. Yeah. This is voluntelling time. This is definitely going to happen. And you've got like, what, 3 months of being sequestered at home to make it happen before doing this again.
You know, chatbots that kind of bicker amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm. So your two chatbots can bicker because Mary Jo can say, Paul, what do you think about this? No, we'll say,
nope, never going to happen.
Paul, we need a little more from you on that. Nah, no, it's going to be amazing. Yep. Yeah. that's what I like about these chatbots. You can make them like you. They also have sentiment analysis. So you can sense the sentiment and quickly divert the behavior of the bot, which is cool. And you right. can embed them in teams. So I think
some kind of a sarcasm AI to make this thing.
Definitely. Sarcasm AI.
Sarcasm as a service.
I think sarcasm AI, you know, build something in AI builder to detect language and sarcasm and tone. And we've got something. Yep. But I think this is a very good assignment for Mary Jo. And I think Paul playing with Fluid is also a good assignment. So both of these lovely folks, I miss you both so much. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
build without build without the pine box.
I know. It's not the same. That's it's not box. The same.
It's fun and it's wonderful and I'm really glad. But, you know, virtual cheers. Virtual cheers to both of you.
Again.
Yeah, absolutely. I will see you both somewhere in the world.
All right, Jonna. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll see you both later. Bye.
Bye.